You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iron. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football at large for SportingNews.com. Again, we're closing out the week here with more NFL free agency talk. You can check out all the articles I have on SportingNews.com. Also, on Twitter, at Vinny Iron, Facebook, Vinny Iron, of course, part of the Locked On NFL Network, as well as Sporting News. Now, we've done a few free agent things. We looked at Jimmy Garoppolo, the fallout of his deal there, and what we expect from him in 2018. We also had an earlier look at Jarvis Landry and his value in free agency, Dolphins versus going to other teams, which looks like the scenario. And that's the same case with the person we'll focus on now, is Jimmy Graham. He's pretty much headed out of Seattle here. He's going to probably make $7 to $8 million. Obviously, he was a force in fantasy down the stretch. Was a very slow starter in 2017, but man, did he come on strong. He was pretty much a consistent touchdown machine down the stretch. Ended up with 10 touchdowns, 50 and 500 in terms of receptions and receiving yards. He passed there pretty comfortably, not what you expect in receiving yards. I think that was the disappointing thing, 57 and 520 there. But the red zone ability was still there for Jimmy Graham. The Seahawks, they have quite a bit of salary cap issues. You know, they're going to look at maybe moving guys like Richard Sherman and Michael Bennett to save some money here. So definitely Graham is a goner, which hurts a little bit because he just kind of grooved with Russell Wilson in terms of the big plays in the previous year and then the touchdowns this year. He's slowing down a little bit. He's 31. He's going to turn 32 during the 2018 regular season. But let's quickly look at some teams that could be involved. And I think with Jimmy Graham, I wouldn't get too excited about him going to a team like the 49ers or the Bears, a rebuilding team. I think you're still going to see him go to a team that is more in contention because he's older. You don't really invest in a free agent and a luxury position because he's very luxury at $7 to $8 million. You're looking at a guy that's not a very good blocker at all. He's slowed down as a deep threat. But, man, can he finish in the red zone? That's what you're getting him for. Kind of a gun for hire in a scoring position Graham is right now. So he still has solid fantasy value because of that, because it was a down year overall for tight ends in terms of guys that really lit it up. There was no real consistent force behind Rob Gronkowski. You had some good stretches from guys with touchdowns and some yards and catches like Travis Kelce and so on, but touchdowns are what you need really from the tight end to sustain you week after week, because that's the automatic 6 points, you know, no matter what league you're driving in. The catches and yards weren't always there for Graham, so touchdown dependent. But again, this position by nature, whether it's standard or PPR, tight ends are very touchdown dependent to begin with. So let's start with the team that has been recruiting him. At least one member of the team, DeAndre Hopkins, has put Jimmy Graham out there on Instagram in a uniform. So getting excited there. And I think that could be a good possibility here because you have a team that struggled to finish in the red zone. Part of it was finishing the year with Tom Savage, a quarterback, and trying to figure things out there. But Deshaun Watson, big play target, are fine with DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller, but this team has a lot of issues at tight end now with C.J. Fedorowicz having the concussion issues, thinking about retirement. Ryan Griffin had the concussion issues. Steven Anderson, they've liked what he can do a little bit as an athletic receiver, still pretty young, but there's still a long way to go there before you can trust him as a contributor. And remember, when Watson was healthy, you really didn't see Steven Anderson do much in this offense. there with the Fedorowicz and other people. So you'd expect with the field stretching ability of Hopkins and Fuller, there's some things underneath there. So Graham is maybe not the guy that's going to take the top off of defense anymore and scare him that way. But when you have guys like Fuller and Hopkins on the outside, that's very intriguing to put a guy like Graham, especially in short scoring position, where the Texans were 20th in scoring touchdowns in the red zone there this season. So you look at the possibility of Graham catching some short touchdowns, being involved in this offense quite a bit. Lamar Miller is not necessarily the best finishing back in terms of running the ball. I know Watson can run around a little bit, but this is a team that's going to use Watson, be aggressive, throw in the red zone, and I think Jimmy Graham would be an amazing fit in Houston. That's probably the number one upside. There's also some pretty good upside, believe it or not, and believe it or not that the Patriots might be interested here in him as a good value with Gronkowski. We've seen Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham battle on the top of the charts as the top fantasy tight end in years past. Gronk has won that battle over the long term with his sustained production, even with some health issues, but Graham has had some health issues as well. So Gronk has definitely separated himself there, but in a potential situation together, watch out there, because you have Dwayne Allen did a decent job as a blocker, but $5 million to not give you anything as a receiver's question mark, as well as Martellus Bennett with the $6.2 million against the cap. We know he's got the major injuries. He may decide to retire as well. So some question marks about those two tight ends other than Gronk in New England. I know you have Jacob Hollister, the kid from Wyoming that made the team as a undrafted free agent, but this team, Patriots team, sees the window. Tom Brady, again, is going to turn 41. You never know when this window is going to suddenly shut for the Patriots, especially with no Jimmy Garoppolo anymore now working in San Francisco. So they got to make some aggressive moves. Brandon Cooks was an aggressive move last offseason. They were pretty aggressive two off-seasons ago, making some moves for their offense. Now, you crawl, they had Scott Chandler a few years ago, 2015. That was a combination where Chandler was pretty much a receiving complimentary guy. There's two tight end sets, especially in the red zone with Gronk. So when you look at Graham and Gronk, and I think Brady could have great chemistry with Graham right away. We saw the Cooks chemistry develop pretty quickly here. So this is two guys that they could just dominate in the red zone. That would be good for Brady's value as well. Another guy you can throw to on those shorter passes, jump balls, and when Gronk's covered as well. Graham can be a big factor in going down the seam. So what a combination that would be. And I think even with Gronk there, we've seen the past. Martellus Bennett was useful a couple years ago in his first season, being quite productive in fantasy as the number two tight end on his own team. So that's something we look for sure. Now, all of these teams, I mentioned the 49ers and Bears. They've got some young guys that they're happy with. George Kittle and Adam Sheen, guys they got in last year's draft. Now, who are the next generation of tight ends? There's some interesting ones for sure. You got to check those out and learn about them on Locked On NFL Draft from John Leonard and Trevor Sikkema on the Locked On NFL Network. It's your best insight for all the things, the scouting reports, developments, news, all the pre-draft evaluation process systems that are going on, from the Senior Bowl, we've already had that in the books, to what's coming up at the NFL Combine, Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. So that's your best source there, as well as you can keep track of all your teams in our beat report, convenient listening form on the Locked On NFL Network. Your teams are out there, whether it's Locked On Patriots, Locked On Texans, we've got you covered there. So check those out, and we'll talk about a few more teams here as well interested in Jimmy Graham. Now, we look at the rest of the teams. I think we mentioned the Texans and Patriots being the juiciest in terms of what we want to see for fantasy football purposes for Jimmy Graham, both for Graham's value and the value of his quarterbacks there, which would potentially be Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady. Another elite guy that you know is a quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, and they've tried. They tried Jared Cook. They tried Martellus Bennett as a veteran tight end that could be a difference maker. They might have to part ways with Randall Cobb there in their passing game. So when you look at Graham, He's a guy that can definitely finish in the red zone and help. The Packers had some success in the red zone. Their Davante Adams is a nice big target, but maybe a guy to complement him a little bit in scoring position. As well as Nelson, I think Jordy Nelson's fading a little bit, still has some value there, but the Packers would be pretty tough to stop in the red zone. I think it's a bit of a stretch here because they usually don't go after veterans this way. We've seen it in the past with Julius Peppers, if they splurge a little bit to get a complimentary, supplementary guy that can be productive, but a lot of money there for Graham. They got burned by Martellus Bennett, so they'll be a little bit shy here. They'll probably ask for a lesser deal, and I think that's why this Graham to Packers can't work, but if it works, it'll be good, the third best fit here for reality and fantasy. Now, the fourth team I talked about on SportingNews.com is the Baltimore Ravens. You look at their situation, Benjamin Watson is 37. He becomes a free agent. He could retire. Remember a few years ago, they had a big tight end there in Crockett Gilmore. They had a few flashes there with Joe Flacco. Flacco's best when he's got a tight end to finish. They got Max Williams and Nick Boyle and all these guys that they've tried to work and just hasn't worked out with these younger tight ends. The injury issues have been there. Max Williams has some upside. But when you look at Jimmy Graham being that veteran presence, being able to finish off drives, help this team in the red zone. Very good running team, the Ravens are in the red zone, but they struggle passing pretty much everywhere on the field. They bring Mike Wallace, pretty speedy veteran guy, back at receiver. They might not bring back Jeremy Maclin. So that's going to leave a little bit of a void for targets for Joe Flacco, and I think that's where the production there of what you see in Graham and translating to Baltimore would play a factor for that team for sure. So we want to look at that and see his value. But there's already been some strong indications from Ravens reporters that this is an avenue that they're willing to go with Graham if he becomes available. They'll have to clear some cap room. Maclin will help them get him. Maybe a guy like Ladarius Webb they can cut as well to create some cap room there. So the Ravens definitely will have the means there if they want to go after a veteran, bolster their passing game, and try to help Joe Flacco. Now, the Atlanta Falcons are an interesting case here because they have Austin Hooper, some flashes. He had the monster game in fantasy early in the season that kind of was hit or miss, mostly missed the rest of the year. They didn't utilize him so well in Steve Sarkisian's offense. Maybe Hooper has some limitations there that they try to help back and not as athletic as a pass catchers they would like. Lamine Tololo, another Stanford product that they have there. Pretty much a pure blocking guy in this offense. They need some more production in the red zone. And we know that Matt Ryan in the past, when you look at Jacob Tammy there, he had a good connection with him for a brief moment. We know what he did with Tony Gonzalez, one of the great all-time receivers, probably the greatest all-time receiver tight end there. He had a big impact when he was playing with Julio Jones and Roddy White, and Tony Gonzalez rounded that off in a previous offense for the Falcons. So when you look at the potential of Jimmy Graham in the Falcons offense, especially with Julio Jones, they did a little bit better. He obviously scored in the playoff game in the red zone and a little short pop floater pass there, but they just can't seem to get him to finish drives. It's just maybe a connection to play calling, maybe not putting Jones in the right position. So that's going to help Jones if he has a guy like Graham. And in turn, Graham's helped by Jones in the presence of a guy like that. So basketball guy that can simply post up, get some balls from Matt Ryan, tall, lanky quarterback, go up and get the ball, tall, lanky tight end. So there's some nice upside there. The Falcons, again, a bit of a luxury. They've got some needs there, but finishing the red zone was a big issue for this team, and they got to think about that. Some of the things were related to the inconsistent rushing and the transition they had to make in the running game from Kyle Shanahan to Steve Sarkisian, but they need, therefore, some help in the passing game to finish these drives. And this is a team with a window now to win some big-time games. Dan Quinn, obviously, if you date back to Seattle, has some history. Mark Emanuel as well, the defensive coordinator with Jimmy Graham and knowing him, Pete Carroll connection there. So connect the dots there, but I think that would be a good position for him in fantasy. And finally, it circles back to where the value might be just fine as well for Jimmy Graham. His old team, the New Orleans Saints, we know that's where he kind of built his reputation, developed into a superstar there as a second-round pick at the University of Miami, a project a little bit because of his raw athleticism. That's where he got refined. He dominated that offense. He's not going to be the field stretcher he was when he was younger, using the fast track of the Superdome, stretch the field, and be that kind of threat for Drew Brees. But man, could he finish some drives here. And you look at Alvin Kamara, they're pretty good there in the passing game to finish in the red zone with their backs with Kamara and Ingram, Mark Ingram, that is. And you look at Michael Thomas, a pretty good red zone receiver, kind of cooled off a little bit in that area, had to be more of a complete receiver in a lot of other elements. And Ted Ginn is more of a speed guy there to stretch the field. So with Kamara and Ingram and what Thomas could do with the shorthandedness in the red zone, the Saints are pretty loaded, but they do have a void at tight end. We saw Josh Hill on occasion find the end zone, but Kobe Fleener, his future very much in doubt here with the concussions and all the things he's had in his career. So there's a void there for Jimmy Graham, and we know he's going to pick up the offense pretty quickly. He was in it before, so no transition there. Just can use his physical attributes to be very effective for the Patriots. For the Saints as well as they would be for the Patriots. So I think you look at the Saints and the quarterback situation there with Drew Brees. Man, if you think about Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson, these are all pretty good transitions there for Jimmy Graham away from Russell Wilson. We had a nice little bond, but I think the breakup may not be what Seattle absolutely desires here. They probably want to keep it intact, but they got to get better in the offensive line. They got to improve things defensively. They got to make some cuts, and they just can't afford keeping a guy like Graham for $78 million. But never fear. I think if he ends up on any of these teams, he can still have a strong fantasy football impact, scoring touchdowns and a little bit more for us in 2018. And that'll be fun to see where he lands, and kind of fun to see where he will fit in the overall pecking order with some other changes around some other top tight ends in the league. So there you have it. There is your fantasy kind of outlook for Jimmy Graham in free agency. The bottom line is anywhere he ends up, he's going to be a big factor, and they're going to look to him as a scoring threat, and that's good news there. So don't worry if he leaves the Seahawks. I think if he goes to the Bears or 49ers, there's some upside there as well with those quarterbacks with upside there. So really there's no bad place for Jimmy Graham in free agency to boot. So thanks so much for listening to Locked On Fantasy Football. We'll be back next week. This has been Vinny Iyer. Check me out again on Twitter and Facebook and on sportingnews.com. And make sure you're always tuned in to the Locked On NFL Network. We'll see you next week with a lot more breakdown of the offseason to come.